Yesterday on Current State, we told you about the live Christmas tree industry in mid-Michigan with a trip to a local farm. Now we continue the holiday theme with a trip to one of Lansing's most visited holiday attractions. Every year, the Festival of Trees gives businesses and civic organizations a chance to create artistic trees that convey a distinct theme. The event takes place at the historic Turner Dodge House in Old Town Lansing, a Victorian-era home built in 1858. Current State's Kevin Lavery met friends of Turner Dodge president Michael Beebe there for a tour.
Our goal this year was 60 trees, and we have 62 decorated trees by various businesses, organizations, and individuals. Some new organizations came on board. Some leave, some come on, you know, it changes every year, but we're just very thrilled that we got the response this year that we did. So we had 55 last year, so we did exceed last year's goal. So yeah, we're very pleased this year with the event.
Michael, as I remember from last time we were standing in this room, this is your favorite room. This is the music room. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 trees. Can you tell me a bit about any of these that are your favorites? Here's a pretty bright red and white one over here.
This year we have two Red Hat Society groups doing a tree. This is the African American Red Hat Society's tree. This here is Smith Floral. I'm sure you're familiar with Smith Floral and Greenhouse. We have got, this is a new organization on board this year. This is the Creative Wellness Group, and this is their tree. We have a tree made out of all instrument, different types of instrumental things. That's by Elderly Instruments. They're new this year. Again, we have back the Broad Art Museum. They have a tree that is decorated with all kinds of things that children have made during their family events out there. Diane Sanborn, who owns Cozy Koi B&B, this is one of her trees. These are all handmade ornaments that she has done for that little tree. She has another tree, which is the big angel tree in the dining room. That's just incredible.
You know, these are all beautiful, Mike. I don't mean to single one of them out, but I'm looking at the Elderly Instruments tree, and at the top where there should be an angel, there is
a vinyl record.
It says Varsity. That's the name of the label. It has yellow and red. It's guitar picks, and they're arranged in kind of a sunburst fashion.
Sure.
So it's kind of a halo kind of a thing.
Yes, it's very unique, very unique. Yeah, and a lot of other little instrumental things on there, too. I'm not quite sure what they all are, but it's called Strings and Things.
So. Very good. Let's go see some more things
in
the house.
Sure, let's move on. And this is the foyer, the entrance hall. We have plant professionals, again, did their beautiful tree that's called All That Glitters. And I will boast about, this is my tree in the corner called A Dazzling Noel. A friend of mine and myself, we did that tree that we're real proud of. Now, this is a very unique tree right here. This was done by a good friend of mine, Melinda Doyle, and this is it's called Breast Cancer Survivor. And what it is it honors women who have had breast cancer and they've survived. And what they can do is they can fill out a little card and they can put it on the tree to showcase the fact that they survived the breast cancer that they had.
It's a shimmering white tree adorned obviously in pink. Yeah. There are breast cancer ribbons and everything is trimmed in pink. There's flowers, there's names of people. Mm-hmm. Very striking tree.
All of the ornaments on this tree were hand painted by Vivian Dwyer, who is a Okemos artist. She owns Artie Party Art Studio. And it took her like 4 days to paint every single one of these for this tree. So this is a very unique tree.
Now, when you are soliciting people to create these trees, what do you tell them about the criteria or theme that you're hoping to achieve? Or is a lot of this really just up to them?
It's pretty much up to them. We do tell them that, you know, it's to their benefit to showcase their business or organization with their tree if they'd like. A lot of the individuals just do it for fun. But we leave it up to them. There's a form that they have to fill out, you know, and it's submit to us. It's an admittance form, an application. And so, it's pretty much, we don't really have any criteria that they have to follow. So let's move in here. This is the book tree. It's called Reading and Learning, the Reading and Learning Tree by the Capillary District Library, all done in books, which is very unique.
Now, I have to describe this because this is radio, after all, Michael. And as you say, it's books. This is a very squat, compact tree. I'm going to guess this is probably 3.5 feet tall. Circular fashion here, like a Christmas tree. So we're seeing the corners of books that are kind of jutting out from the circular base that are supposed to emulate branches. And
yes.
maybe that means all the branches of the Capital Area District Library.
It might be. And of course, they arrange them such that you can see what the covers of the books are, the titles. So, and then over here, the Ariol's Transportation Museum did a tree all out of vintage tires. Took them 4 days to pull this one together.
There you go.
Well, come on up to the ballroom. I'll tell you, my legs are just beefier than ever.
Well, that makes one of us. People were a lot stouter in the 19th century than they are now.
I think so. And then here we are in the ballroom, filled with trees. Let's see. This was one of the winners of the best theme tree, and it showcases this exotic, rare, endangered frog that Potter Park Zoo did this year. And Potter Park Zoo, in fact, came on board. They were new this year. They did two trees, in fact.
Now, how early on in the year, Michael, are the newer people getting excited and saying, hey, I want to jump on board? I mean, is this something that they're planning a long time in advance?
Well, we start planning this event probably late summer, and then the application and guidelines go up on the website, City Parks and Recreation website. So people can start signing up, say, in August. And then we start really beefing it up towards the end of September, going into October. Then that's when we really have to start, organizing the event.
We've left the ballroom. We're back downstairs in the parlor, and you're going to show me a couple of other trees.
Yes, we've got a couple of really nice trees here in the dining room. We have an angel that's watching over the house this year in the form of a tree. This was done by Diane Sanborn, who owns Cozy Koi B&B. This is, I think, one of the most spectacular trees that we've got in the display this year.
So again, Michael, the Festival of Trees, it's a self-guided tour here at the Turner Dodge House in Old Town. It runs until New Year's Day.
It's $5 a person at the door, and children 12 and under are free. The hours are 1 to 7, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, when the house is open for normal business hours. And then it's open Friday evening from 5 to 8, Saturday 12 to 8, and Sunday 12 to 6. And all the proceeds from this event help us, my friends group, preserve and enhance and restore this beautiful gem we have here in Old Town.
Michael Beebe is president of the Friends of Turner Dodge House in Old Town, and we've been talking about the 5th annual Festival of Trees, bigger than the last year, the biggest one so far, 62 trees on display between now and New Year's Day. Michael, thank you for, again, walking me through this architectural and historic gem in Lansing.
Thank you very much, and we hope to see everyone through January 1st.
For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.